This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is the 15th of December, the end of the year approaches. Let's have a hug. Hello, good morning, good mid-coffee morning, good afternoon, good whenever you are. It is so good to get together with you. I was just thinking, oh my giddy goddess, the year has flown by. I noticed some of you in the chat room have also made that comment. And here we are in the magical land of Sag and coming towards the end of the year. And this will be my last show of the year because next week I am actually, for the first time ever in my life, going traveling for Christmas. So I won't be here until the new year. So I thought, hey, I've got to get together with you and have a really great show and a huge seasonal hug. And also I'm going to be here afterwards because I want to hear what Mark Husson has got to say about what this end of year and what this week is bringing for us. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. I'm going to say it. Anyway, I think we can say it by now, that in the new year, lots of the advisors from 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio are getting together. We're going to do a prediction show. And Mark gave us all a shout out, who wants to do it? And I would do my best to come up with some form of prediction. So there's a heads up to make sure that you watch out for that on 1-2 Radio. So, okay, here we go. Last show of the year, as I said, the Sag season of hope. And that's the message that I got when I sat down and thought, what do you want me to talk about today? So I am going to be talking about that. I have pulled a card for you. If you can't get in the chat room, I've pulled a card for you whenever you are. Maybe you're listening to the show on demand. The lovely people are in the chat room. I can see that. If you want to come and join them, it's very easy. Go to 12radio.com and take a look at the menu on the left-hand side. You'll see there's an option to chat. If you're already in Facebook, well, that's very, very easy. Come on over, just put in the number 1212 Radio. Come in and say hello. I'm just going to go down there because it's very busy in there today. You've obviously seen that I've put up It's the Last Show and everybody's barreling in there. I always like to use that phrase, barreling in. I've no idea where it comes from. Maybe it's rolling beer barrels down a slope. I've no idea. If you know, let me know. Anyway, very good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton, to Jean McIntosh, to Tara Elizabeth Holowaty. I can see Maureen White-Varner coming in, Jennifer Hart, Renee Andrews, Quelly Striplin Shannon, all these double barrel names. Gosh, you are a posh lot. So it's lovely to have you in there. I can see that you are asking for cards, so I will come back in there and do it. As I said, I did a card for all of us for this week, and I have been talking about hope. I had this magazine I subscribed to called Happyful Magazine, and it just helps you look at where you're at and perhaps take an inventory of your mental health or where you put your focus. Very useful stuff. And they had this take on hope. Now, am I saying the right thing or was it Meditation Magazine? I might have shouted out the wrong magazine. I get them both, Meditation Magazine and Happyful. They're both great magazines. You get them online. So it was talking about hope and the fact that we take hope as being this attachment to an outcome in the future. And they said, actually, why don't you take another view of that? And again, in tarot, I'm mindful of the Hanged Man, where you have the fork in the road and you can make two choices. And he's hanging upside down, literally taking another view. And their view on it is that hope is not the attachment to an outcome, but more it's the attachment to the fact there's a beautiful blank canvas in front of you where anything could happen. And who knows, if we release our stranglehold on how it should be, then maybe something even better will come along. Which, yeah, I know when you really, really want something, that's hard to do. But sometimes if we let our spiritual sat-nav, our GPS system, take us round another route, we may still get the outcome we want, but perhaps we will discover something on the way or meet someone that we're supposed to meet. So I leave you with that thought. The card I had for the day for all of us speaks to that beautifully because it comes with Archangel Michael, who is our protector, but also he works with the throat chakra, which is our voice, our expression. And this card in my deck is called Ego, and it's a beautiful lady in chains with a blindfold on, and Archangel Michael is cutting her chains free. It comes with an attachment to, and I'm just trying to remember my glyphs from astrology. Oh my goodness, I'll come back to that in a second. Mark Husson, you'll have my hide. I should know this by now. Anyway, he's setting her free. And it's called Ego. Now, in other cards, I think this is called the Devil card. And people really freak out if you put a card, Mark the Devil, down in front of them in a reading. But actually, of course, it doesn't mean that. Sometimes the thing that is our worst enemy is our own ego, which is exactly what the card means. And this is an illusion of being trapped. I'm pretty sure the glyph on here is Saturn, which of course is our teacher. So it makes sense. And sometimes this means accepting responsibility for the situation that we're in. You know, I am in two minds about that. Sometimes shit just happens. But we can always choose how we respond to it. And that's, to me, is what this card is about. Also, this card is about if you have become addicted in some way to watching fearful news, or perhaps you comfort yourself with food. This card says, this year of the snake, the shedding of the skin, this is the year to let all that go, to free yourself from whatever it is that restricts you from painting the most beautiful picture on this beautiful blank canvas of hope that you have in front of you. So that's what they gave me this morning while I asked in meditation. It also, to me, goes enormously with my paintbrush for this canvas is gratitude. Every single time, absolutely heartfelt, awestruck, humbled gratitude. We don't realize how lucky we are until life gives us an absolute sideswipe. This week in particular, it's given me one of those. I've had all the usual first world stuff. I've had water leaks in a house and ongoing problems and things break. And in fact, I nearly didn't get on air because for some reason, something just wiped out all my radio settings. That said, I haven't looked in the Facebook chat room to see you can all hear me. I am assuming that you can because there's lots of comments in there. As far as I know, I am on air. But I have to say, I didn't check. I'll just go and have a look. I'm sure that you will tell me if I'm not on air, but I'm pretty sure from all the people coming in that I am. Okay, so where was I? So gratitude, painting this picture, because the sideswipe lesson I had today is that my daughter lives in Sydney, Australia. And of course, you will have heard the shooter, two shooters, in fact, who have killed 15 people and put a lot more people in hospital. And I know in the States you have that happen more frequently than happens in Australia, or certainly in the UK. But nevertheless, wherever it is in the world, it is an appalling tragedy. And my daughter could so easily have been in that. She was out and about. She was in Sydney. She was with friends who are Jewish. By the grace of God and Goddess and everybody else I connect to, she was not on Bondi Beach. And my heart goes out. I sat with a peace candle, as I always do with these things, and sent love to that situation. And again, people would say to me, where do you find hope and faith in something like that? And it's hard. It really is. If you're the one who's affected, all I can say is my heart absolutely goes out to you. I cannot imagine the pain they are going in on a festival of light in Hanukkah, and that happens. But what it does for the rest of us, I think, is pull us up short and make us aware of how incredibly blessed we are, even when we've got problems, even when we've got troubles and struggles. Because an event like that says to me, you never know that in a blink of an eye, in the snap of a finger, your life can change irrevocably, whether you're involved in the situation or whether you know someone, or it just pulls us up short and makes us realize what matters. So they gave that to me this morning as well. And I think that's again why I got this card, this ego card, this illusion, this cutting away of the chains. What we think is important may not be. So I would say to you that if you are having struggles and troubles, and in the holiday season we often are, it's supposed to look perfect, or we end up overreaching ourselves financially, or we feel that we ought to or should behave in some particular way in order to please other people or fit in with family things. I know it. And sometimes we just do have to keep the peace. But if you look at it from the point of view of that kind of gratitude, then it makes all the difference. Thank you to my friend Jennifer Hart. Yes, Your Honor. Thank goodness for that. Okay, let me tip these comments the right way up and get you some readings done before I run out of time. So I'm going to start with Laura Kasdan Fulton. Good morning to you. Where did this year go? You said it zoomed by. Yeah, tell me about it. How did that happen? You would love a message. Okay. I'm getting an absolute ringing in my ears as I say that, Laura, which is usually a kind of my spiritual team download. So I don't know what they're telling me. I'm sure it'll come to me. You have a beautiful card. You have the High Priestess with Archangel Haniel, who is the Archangel of Love. And I kid you not, she's sitting there with an open book in front of her, because she's going to write her story on it. So again, and it's got the yin and the yang, the masculine, feminine, the balance side on this. So listen to your inner promptings, Laura, when I see this card, your soul's desire. Again, coming off the back of this message, I love the way they work, and maybe that's why my ears were ringing. What really matters and what is actually just detail? Good morning to Jean McIntosh. Happy holidays to all. Praying for peace, absolutely, and understanding for the upcoming year. Any word from Spirit on finances? All you're getting is consider the lilies of the valley and a white toy poodle. Well, I would say from my training, lily of the valley to me always connects me, white lilies always connects me to Archangel Gabriel, the messenger who also presides over January. So I would say you're getting a message about the beginning of the year. White toy poodle, I'm not so sure about. When I see messages like that, I would say to you, what is the significance in your life of a white toy poodle? Did you have one as a toy? Do you know someone who's got one? Where did that come from in your life? Let's bring a card onto the back of that and see what we can say for finances for Jean. Whoops, there comes half the deck. Let me do that again, because that was half the deck and I'm not convinced they meant to give me that. So finances, please, for Jean. That's better. This time I got one card. Again, this speaks to the beginning of the year, Jean, because I have the one, the Ace of Earth, the Ace of Finance. And there's this girl with a book under her arm and a beautiful, it looks like the White House, actually, this beautiful building, this place of learning. And she's walking towards it. This is her journey at the beginning of the year into good fortune. So I would say your fortunes are going to look up. I also, though, have it with the Justice card, which is Archangel Raguel for relationships. Carrying the scales of justice, so obviously a link to Libra, asking you to be impartial, or for you to stand up for what you believe, and particularly a very Libra concept, this, to see all sides of the situation. And again, I go back to this message I was given at the beginning of the show, that sometimes when we set our hopes on a very definite outcome, perhaps we were supposed to go another way around. So I think it is looking very hopeful for you at the beginning of the year with your lilies of the valley and this one of air, this ace of earth. So set your general intention, open the pages of your book or the canvas of your life, if you prefer that image, for the beginning of the year and see what happens. And don't forget the brush of gratitude as well. Give it a good brushing over, at least a a wash of gratitude. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Last show of the year, and your birthday is on the 29th of December, when you will be, well, I can say it because you put it up there, 50, a very good age. I loved my 50s. Oh, wow, did life take off in my 50s. So a card, please, for Tara Elizabeth for her next Earth year, her Earth Day. And that's half the pack again. That's me not concentrating. I see lots of other people coming in the room. Don't worry, I will get there. So a card for your very special zero birthday. What card can we get for Tara Elizabeth for her 5-0? There we go. That's better. Peace. You'll like this. Lots of peace and balance is what I get for you. So that may be, and strangely enough, a little money spider has just hung off my microphone as I say that. So maybe a little bit of a gift as well, because you have a little money spider. But I have the Four of Air, which is about peace, of this beautiful warrioress who's taken off her armour. So I would say your gift for the year is that perhaps you won't have to struggle so hard, particularly with your thoughts, because it's an air card, that you can just find some more peace of mind. That's my wish. I'll wave my fairy wand and blow out a candle for you. That's my wish. Peace for your coming year. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's literally down the road in Cornwall. And I know you got soaked as I did this morning. Oh, the weather here was a bit damp, to put it mildly. We've all got webbed feet. A card for you as usual, Jennifer. So what would we tell Jennifer for high, highest good? And there we get some cards. Interesting, you've got the same two cards we had earlier. You've got this justice card, that something, and a financial windfall coming your way. Now, I know you know what that means. And it's in the new year. So keep, again, that canvas. Take the brush of gratitude and paint it, but don't quite tell the universe how to do it and see what happens. But that sounds like good news to me. Good morning to Renee Andrews. Good morning to Quelly. Good blessed afternoon. Bless you and morning. Wishing you a blessed Christmas and New Year, and to you too. Huge hug. Good morning to Maureen White Barner, Libra's sister. On this frigid morning, you put a beautiful picture up of lots of snow. Gosh, it looks very seasonal. You would like a message as preparing the home for Christmas. Wow. So let's have a look. Maureen, what? Wow, that flew out of the deck. Let's catch it and do it again, because it reversed it. So let's see a card for Maureen, please. What does Maureen need to know for her highest good in this beautiful world? That's better. That card came out. You have a major arcana card, the Moon, which is Pisces, about listening to your intuition, because it's a very watery card. Again, this comes with Archangel Haniel and is always related to the High Priestess, who had that beautiful open book that she was creating. So I would say that you should look at what you're going to craft, what you're going to write, what story you're preparing or picture are you painting between now and when Pisces comes around. And I have it with the Two of Fire. I love the Two of Fire because it's always about taking the next steps, and sometimes partnership or expanding your plans. It's always an expansion. So I would say that you're looking at some expansion between the beginning of the year and Pisces time. Good morning to Mark Husson, loud and clear, jolly good. And you again, you join with me to say very heart sad about the Australian shooting of Jewish friends. Indeed, I mean, just would the human race grow up, please? Really, it makes, I really do not know what else to say. Looking forward to your show, Mark. While you're there, as you're there, Mark, let's do a card for Mark before he goes on air. So very quickly, there we go. Oh, what a perfect card, Mark. I have the King of Water. It's the card that's connected to a Cancerian male. I wonder why that card came out. Someone who's incredibly trustworthy and honourable and devoted and takes care of people. Someone you can completely trust. Well, I wonder why that card came out, Mark. Have a good show. Good morning to Kat Garner. Happy holidays. You would love a card too, of course, my darling. Let me just put that back. So, Kat Garner, what should we get as a message for Cat, please, my spiritual team? There comes the card. Ooh, I love this card. You have a major arcana card. It is the Sun. It's Apollo. Riding in the background is the little six of fire, which is the victory card. It comes with Archangel Uriel, who is about epiphanies. Uriel also works very much. When I see this card, I feel you're working with your solar plexus, which connects us to other people. It's a time of joy. It's a time of success. It's being recognized and your plans work out. Also, it is very much about gratitude to the divine, however you divine that. So lovely card to have. It also has an hourglass on it, and the hourglass has only just been turned up to start running. So again, beginning of the year, a very positive start, I'm going to say that. Kat Garner, a card for your mum who is undergoing jaw tooth surgery today. Ooh, ouch! Of course, Kat. Sending up a prayer, sending up Archangel Raphael to guide your physicians well for mum. I'm not sure who, there is an angel of dentists, but I can't quite remember who it is. Again, I have Archangel Haniel with this card, this moon. Unnecessary worry is the message on this card. So I'm going to take that for your mum, that it will be all right, and we all wish her a speedy recovery. Laurie, you're very welcome for the message. And your husband's been struggling with ringing in ears for a couple of months. Maybe I'm tuning into that, or maybe he's getting a download. You're very welcome, Tara. Very welcome, Mark. Nadine, I'm looking at my clock. I'm just about going to make this. You would like a card as well, so... Nadine, for her highest good, what, there we go. A lovely air card, one of my favourites, six of air. Whenever you get a six in tarot, it's always about, the five cards are usually those moments that pull us up to have a think about life in whatever way, depending on what suit you're in. And when you get the six, it's always that move forward in some way. And I have this card in many decks, and it's always got a ship on it, and the ship is being propelled forwards from where it's been. And because it's an air card, it is our thoughts, so it tells me that there's an end in challenging thoughts or whatever's been spinning you. You will get clarity. You'll begin to see the way forward. The words on the card are, things are looking up, and they're looking up because you've seen a way to move forward. So I hope that will be clarity for you about this new year. If you've been looking for a way forward, then I think once the buzz of the holiday season is over, that is what you will find. I'm very mindful that I've got a few minutes left. I know that Mark always says very generously, I can go up to the top of the hour. I just want to make sure I have spoken to everybody. And just a heads up, if you want to see me on One to Listen, I'm, as I say, traveling for the first time in my life at Christmas. I'm going to Morocco, where I'm going to lie in the sun by a pool and do nothing slowly, is what I have in mind. But I do want to get on One to Listen before I go. So I'm going to make a real effort tomorrow. I have an appointment in the morning, but I will be on One to Listen. So if you want a one-on-one with me, heads up, I will do my best to be there. Very quickly, let me have a look at these all comments and make sure that I have spoken to everybody. So bear with me as I whiz down the other end. I think, yep, that is looking very positive. And Maureen says, wish you all a blessed holiday season. Absolutely, I wish everybody a holiday season. So there we go. Wowza, the year flew by. Everything flew by, including this show. So it has been a pleasure to spend this show with you. Thank you for all your support over the year. You are absolute gems. And I leave you with this thought. May all beings find peace and love in this holiday season. You're a treasure. Look forward to getting with you again next year. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.